Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 825. Getting back to our Hilchos Brachos. Okay, so we are in the middle of our Siman Shin Reish Ches, where we're trying to go through the various ins and outs from the beginning. So we started off, just review real quickly, we started off with the five different fruits that whereby the bracha changes the after bracha, right? Bracha achas mein shalish, which we're going to talk more about, of course, the al ho'eis, and we spoke about the five grains, the various different grains, right? The wheat, flour, spelled barley, and rye. Wheat, spelled barley, oats, and rye. When it's made into a flour form, we said that that is a mizonos. And we've been going through some various different practical applications as we go down the road. Just a quick thing. The last shiur we spoke about in reference to schnitzel, fried fish, and so on. If somebody puts an outer covering on it, right, they put breadcrumbs and so on. Breadcrumbs made out of regular flour. So we discussed that. We said we went through that quite a number of times. If it's a thicker coating and one does it for taste, of course, it's a mizonos. But the point that we stress is that if one pulls off, even when it's a thin coating, in general, many main poskim say when it's a thin coating, in general, schnitzel, fried fish, and these things become a shahakol. In other words, it's bottled, it becomes secondary to the fish, to the meat. But if somebody pulls it off, right, and they want to eat the outside part, the breadcrumb part, it's nice and fried, nice and crunchy, so they want to eat that separately, they would have to make a mizono separately and then a shahakol separately. Same thing with string beans or whatever it is that's fried in breadcrumbs. So he goes further, does the same for Oitzra Lachas. And he says, the Pasha to call Zeh, again, now Simon Reish Ches, Ois Ches, right, Ois Ches, he says at the end, he says, the Pasha to call Zeh, Pirurei Pas Shekoirin breadcrumbs. All this only applies by breadcrumbs. Oh, but then some people use Alba Pirurei corn, like corn, cornflakes crumbs. Many people use cornflakes crumbs. They don't use regular breadcrumbs. So then cornflakes crumbs, that would be Berchasai Shahakol B'cholinyan. That would always be a shahakol, no matter what. Because cornflakes crumbs, if you have pieces of cornflakes in general, right? Somebody takes cornflakes and it's made out of pieces from corn, right? We've discussed this also many times, say in a cereal or whatever the case is, and a person knows it's made out of pieces of corn, so then they make a ho'adama. If it's made out of flour, the cornflakes, some companies make it out of flour, corn flour, so then you make a shahakol. And just while we're on the subject, just the Chazarov, we spoke about corn muffins, right? On a corn muffin, if it's made strictly from corn flour, we make a shahakol. If the corn muffin is mixed with flour, regular flour, wheat flour, whatever, right? The various different type of flours. In other words, the five grains, but usually it's wheat flour, and it's mixed with corn flours, and it's there, which usually it is, assuming that it's there for taste and sustenance, and then one will make a ho'adama. As far as the after bracha gets a little bit more complicated, but that's as far as the first bracha goes. They will make a mizonos. If it's mixed, not a hadama, you're only going to make, you're not going to make on, if it's mixed with regular flour. Again, if it's corn flour mixed with regular flour, right, regular wheat flour, spelt flour, barley flour, oat flour, these type of things, mixed with corn flour and it's in a muffin, it's going to be a mizonos. Okay, that's important to keep in mind. It's going to be a mizonos. Nothing to do with hadam over here. It's going to be mizonos. And if the corn muffin is strictly corn flour and nothing else with sugar, whatever it might be, but plain corn flour, then it's going to be a shahakol. The bracha hadama doesn't come into play over here. The only time hadama, like we said, if it's whole corn flakes, like corn flakes made out of actual flakes and not powder, that would be hadama. So that he brings it down. But now the question is, somebody's making schnitzel, somebody's making fried fish, and the outside layer they're not putting regular flour, but they're putting corn flour, corn flakes, crumbs, or whatever you want to call it. But the bottom line is that it's ground up from corn. So when it's ground up from corn and it's corn flour, so shahakol would be a shahakol b'chol inyan in all instances. In other words, the flour itself is shahakol, the fish itself, obviously, the schnitzel itself, the chicken itself is it's all shahakol. So the bracha remains a shahakol whether you eat it together with the outside crust, whether you pull off the crust, it doesn't matter because of the fact that it's corn flakes crumbs, right? So therefore it stays a shahakol in all instances. Okay, and if obviously it goes without saying if whether the if it's corn flakes crumbs, it doesn't matter if it was put there for for taste or sustenance, or it was put there for the mechanics of the food, like it shouldn't burn or whatever, because it remains a shahakal in all instances. So that is the same. The only time there's a distinction, like we said, when we're dealing with regular flour, whereby the bracha is mezono, so then we look at what it was put there for. We look at if the crust is thicker, thinner, and so on, like we've been discussing in the various different shiurim. Now, I do want to mention also the same thing. It's not just corn flour. All the other grains we've spoken about also in the past, all the other grains, like when they're ground up in general, unless they're part of the five grains, in general, we're going to say shahakal. Let's say a popular thing like almond flour. Many people use almond flour. Okay, many people use almond flour, so that is also a shahakal. Even though somebody eats almonds or cashews, let's say somebody eats almonds or cashews, you have to make a bore pri ha'et, right? But when it's made into flour, a very popular thing, almond flour, sometimes cashew flour, so that would also be a shahakal. So again, if you have this schnitzel, you have this chicken and fish, many people on diets, and they make an outer layer from the almond flour, cashew flour, so again, the bracha will be a shahakal. Now, there is a difference, I do have to say, I want to mention this very strictly, there, as far as rice flour, okay, rice flour, we'll try and maybe talk more about it. I know that there are certain things that are made from rice flour, I think certain pizzas and whatever the case is. Rice flour is a mezonos. They bring down would still be a mezonos. It doesn't become a shahakal. The rice, just like cooked rice, is a right now we're not talking about a grain of rice. Regular cooked rice is mezonos. The same thing, the rice flour when it's cooked, it's made into something, would also have a din of mezonos. Okay, we'll try and get a little bit more into it next year, Bezos Shemblin, and I want to go through the Mishnah Berurah a little bit, where he explains that regular rice flour made into bread made out of rice flour, whatever, obviously, is not like if you make corn muffin, corn bread, or whatever, and it's made pure corn flour, the soy shahakal. But when it comes to rice, we're going to see rice flour remains a mezonos, so we'll see the reasons why upcoming year. Thank you for listening. Aslach and Baruch Hakol Tov.